The Concordia Faculty Association is investigating whether recent actions from the university violate academic freedom. Early in September, a memo was sent from the university's Vice President Academic, Ann Whitelaw. The memo prohibited faculty departments from posting political statements. Part of the memo said that recent geopolitical conflicts, particularly in the Middle East, have led to an escalation of tensions on campus, leading some faculty and staff to feel unwelcome. After the memo, the university took down existing statements from departments it deemed political. Statements condemning Israel's action against Palestine were removed. So were older statements on topics like feminism, and pending statements like subjects about colonialism. Here is Concordia Faculty Association counselor and history professor Elena Rozlogova raising her concerns.
Usual statements that the departments pass, motions or position statements, are not allowed to be published, which greatly diminishes our ability to participate in university governance and also makes debate at the university very difficult because we're basically muzzled on anything that we want to say as a collective.
The Faculty Association has a lawyer currently investigating whether this new policy violates the collective agreement between them and the university. Rozlogova believes the lawyer will find faculty governance has been infringed upon.
If the union pushes back strongly on this memo, I think it may be possible to restore the statements and restore the possibility of future statements.
She calls Concordia's actions censorship at a highly important time.
This is ongoing conflict that we cannot talk about, that's been erased from conversation entirely because of this concern that some members of our intellectual community may be offended. I don't think being offended is a good reason. It's a good reason to forget about genocide.
Vice President Academic Whitelaw and the Concordia Media Relations team have ignored requests for comment from CJLO about the accusations of censorship or the continued enforcement of this policy. In the memo circulated in September from the school, Whitelaw cited Concordia's 2022 policy on the use of the university's name and reputation as grounds for the political statement ban. I'm Adam Innes for CJLO News.
CJLO 1690 AM, you're listening to Patch Notes. I'm your host, Eric Weider. Hope you're having a great day. As I'm sure you're well aware, CJLO is currently going through their funding drive right now. If you'd like to donate, go to cjlofundingdrive.com. Help support this radio station because they give a lot into the world. I'm very glad to be able to share the music I love over the airwaves, and it really provides a great fulfillment in my life. So I'd be sad, you know, to see the radio station with less budget. But with your help, we can keep going and be as strong as always. So yeah, in the spirit of this special funding drive season, I've created an episode dedicated to a lot of music that I would say, like, gives me life. Music that I am very passionate about, music that makes me just, like, you know, be appreciative that I have the ability to listen to music. So let's get started with this new track by Alklo and Underscores titled Harvest Sky here on CJLO 6090 AM.
In the night's low dance floor, harvest sky. In the night's low dance for the harvest sky. Circle back slow dance for harvest sky. Gets low. I hear you call. If I'm the queen of the scarecrow, I watch you guide.
Myself, I'm a woman she believes in. gotta trust an expert, someone who knows their stuff.
Now this wall is falling off. Request to make a massive song for radio and DSPs, where all new music must compete. So when a song has been recorded, then mixed down if rates afforded. Next thing comes an engineer with famously expensive gear. They'll pop the track through their machines, massaging the frequencies with saturators, equalizers, plus maybe a maximizer, making sure to watch the lux and optimize that vinyl cut. Last or bounce the file type, the distributor's specified. Hey there, guy, I hear you're the GUI who mastered the LP MBG-ATE. Hey there, guy, I hear you're the GUI who mastered the LP MBG-ATE. Music by mastering. Ooh, make your record sound better. Ooh, get your music by mastering.
You wanna hear that hit all over the radio.
Ooh, make your record sound better.
Don't touch that dial. This is where the loud music plays.
Hey there, guy. I hear you're the G. Who mastered the LP MBG-ATE? Hey there, guy, I hear you're the GUI who mastered the LP MBG-ATE.
That time of year again, CGLO's annual funding drive is taking place from October 11th to the 26th, and as always, we've got some exciting events planned over both weeks, so grab a pen and get ready to mark your calendars. Wednesday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m., join us at Le Petit Urs, formerly known as URSA, for a concert booking workshop hosted by Montreal promoters Worst Stat Ever and Kick Drum. Entry is $10, or it's pay what you can. Friday, October 25th, there'll be a special all-nighter broadcast from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. featuring a rotating cast of CGLO DJs and special guests. So be sure to tune in at cglo.com or 1690 a.m. I'll be there, and you're going to want to hear what we've cooked up, I swear. We hope to see you at some events. Stay tuned at 1690 a.m. or cglo.com. And for more information about our funding drive, you can go to cglofundingdrive.com.
Spins and remixes every Sunday from 12 to 1 with your host Noel on the Bones.
This is
CGLO 1690 AM.
CJLO 1690 AM, you're listening to Patch Notes. I'm your host, Eric Weider. I realize I didn't really do a show introduction. This is a primarily electronic music-focused hour. Usually, I kind of focus more on the, I would say, indie-tronica side of things, whatever that means. At least that's kind of been my focus of late, kind of blending, you know, a little bit of like indie rock with electronic production. Create some really interesting stuff. Today, though, I'm kind of going back to my roots and just picking whatever I feel super passionate about, the music that kind of ignites that spark in me, the kind of music that just, like, blows me off my socks, off my chair, one of those expressions. So, yeah, up next, I'll play this track by Gabby Start titled The Air Traffic Control Tower. I feel like some people might find this really obnoxious and grating and just like, oh my God, Eric, why are you playing the song? Just skip it. But for some reason, it got really stuck in my head 2 years ago and just like connected with me on like a spiritual level. So yeah, from Gabby Start, here is The Air Traffic Control Tower on CJLO 1690 AM.
At the air traffic control tower,
air traffic control tower.
At the air traffic control tower,
air traffic control tower.
Yeah, I believe in God, but I really need this money. You dialed up my natal chart and I woke up in a library. Nature library. You hardly know what I've been through. Yeah, I've been feeling kinda odd. You could say I'm out of sorts. We need the summertime, cause summer's getting awful short. The kids need something to go through. Okay, I'm gonna say something weird, I swear. We are consumed by fear. No, no, no. So if it's up in traffic control tower,
air traffic control tower,
air traffic control tower,
air traffic control tower.
On the precipice, girls doing cannonballs. What is this experiment? You said I'm delusional. What are you even talking about? You must have lost your mind. I think you should shut your mouth. You're a philosopher of a different caliber. So can I ask you something? What do you think of the
drugs?
Cause I think the kids need something to go through. It's like there's the drugs and then there's me. Like two separate cameras on the same scene. What do the drugs see from me? I need to know what the drugs think. I need to know. I'm gonna say something weird, I swear. We are consumed by fear. No, no, no. So if it's up in the air, it's only up from here. At the air traffic control tower,
air traffic control tower,
air traffic control tower,
air traffic control tower.
Repeating my name, you're
make it weird. I don't even have to try. Yeah, take my face off from behind. All my friends are at your house. I could be dreaming in your mouth. Yeah, didn't talk when I was out. Making me behave. Making me behave. Making me behave. Making me behave. Still count my blessings when you walk by. Backyard in a white tux hat. You cut your head and your shoulders. I say it makes you look older. And now I'm playing with your hands in Florida. And out of breath, I'm close to death, euphoria. I'm falling in and out of it again. I'm falling in and out of it again and again and again.
Got drunk, passed out in your swimming pool. Spent the whole summer in your living room. I passed out in your swimming pool. Spent the whole summer in your living room. Spent the whole summer in your living room. Spent the whole summer in your living room. Can I remember what your voice sounds like? I played it in my head, but I'm getting it wrong again. And I wanna go back to when you used to make me go, used to make me go. Can I remember what your face looks like? I sketched it in my mind, but it's not like the last time. And I wanna go back to when you used to make me go, used to make me go.
It'd be best for me to forget. If you don't wanna talk, then say it with your chest. Can't remember what you said. I was only 18. Could've never been your 18.
You don't talk, your face is screwed up enough. Tough talk, every day is too much. Always trying to keep a straight face like it's okay. I still meet you on Hart Street, parked in your driveway. Got drunk, passed out in your swimming pool. Spent the whole summer in your living room. I passed out in your swimming pool. Spent the whole summer in your living room. Spent the whole summer in your living room.
Got drunk, passed out in your swimming pool.
Spent the whole summer in your living room. Spent the whole summer in your living room.
Can I remember what your voice sounds like? I played it in my head, but I'm getting it wrong again. And I wanna go back to when you used to make me go, used to make me go. Can I remember what your face looks like? I sketched it in my mind, but it's not like the last time. And I wanna go back to when you used to make me go, used to make me go.
CJLO 1690 AM, you're listening to Patch Notes. I'm your host, Eric Weider. Again, this is a special funding drive episode of Patch Notes. If you want to support CJLO, if you want to see this passion I'm exuding continue for years to come, you can go to cjlofundingdrive.com and donate to support this radio station. And if you go to cjlofundingdrive.com, you can pick up some nice merch. We have t-shirts. We have, I believe we have a tote bag, a mug, a lot of good stuff, a zine. Yeah, just go there. You not only help support CJLO continue in their endeavors, but you also get a nice little physical item as a little thank you for supporting us. So yeah, again, this is a special episode. I'm trying to play the music I am super, super passionate about. I'm not really stressed about playing music that I've played in previous episodes or even artists that I've played in previous episodes. Usually I try and, you know, leave a bit of a few month gap between artists when I play them on an episode, so the music doesn't sound so monotonous. But in this case, I just need to play whatever I'm feeling like at the moment. And right now, my heart is calling towards this track by The Avalanches titled We Go On, featuring Mick Jones and the late Cola Boy. Here it is on CJLO 1690 AM.
Yo, what's up? This is Cola Boy. I'm here with Mick Jones. We send our love to you, Karen. Power to the people. Back song.
telescope, gently as I roll, bright stars into view. Other world, sun begins to flow, your city's waking up.
CJLO 1690 AM, you're listening to Patch Notes, an electronic music show weekly at that on CJLO 1690 AM. Again, special funding drive episode, very personal, passionate picks for this week's episode, which is not to say that every week I am not passionate about the music I play. I am, but you know, there's like levels. It's like the music I play, I'm passionate about at like a scale of like one, and the music I'm playing now is at a scale of like two times that. But you know, it's like above and beyond the normal passion. Not that the passion's not there every week. It is. It's just now. It's a lot more. Yeah, I've been so focused on just like listening to these tracks. I haven't even thought about the fact that I haven't even said what the tracks I've played have been. You heard Telescope by Tennyson right before. And then before that, from Midair Thief was Curve and Light from that really beautiful album that Midair Thief put out a few years ago. And then before that, We Go On by the Avalanches. Before that, I'm just going to keep going. Bloom by Crying, really fun, upbeat band. Before that, Yearbook by James Ivy, featuring Instapendo and Harry Teardrop. And James Ivy, supposedly I played about a week or two ago with his rumored side project. And then before that, Air Traffic Control Tower, Gabby Start. Before that, this Caro Caro Benito remix of MB Gate by Max Tundra, which is just like, again, super, super fun, really high energy, very glitchy. And another glitchy track I played even before that was I Touch off of Jockstrap's remix album from 2 years ago. That was a Taylor Sky of Jockstrap remix. Again, really chaotic. Song just starts to like distort and kind of break down over time. But I think that's really cool. So yeah, the next song I'm going to play is off this new Caribou album. I'm going to play Climbing. Really cool track, really fun, upbeat, bright. The Caribou album is, I would say, neat. Interesting use of AI vocal manipulation. Some parts it becomes a little bit dodgy, but you know, for the most part, it's pretty interesting. I don't think this track has any vocals though, which is, you know, pure grooves. And part of it reminded me of Axel F. There's like a synth line. You'll hear it. Again, on CJLO 1690 AM, this is Caribou with Climbing. But before I play that, I have to remind you about the CJLO Funding Drive. Head to cjlofundingdrive.com. Pick up some swag, pick up some merch, and help continue the future of the radio station. Because if it weren't for generous donors like yourself, I wouldn't even be in this booth right now. But yeah, again, here is Caribou with Climbing on CJLO 1690 AM.
Thank you. MRG Live is proud to present the best new and upcoming talent in live performance here in Montreal. For the month of October, check out singer-songwriter Kate Nash on October 17th at Les Fofons Électriques. On October 19th, check out comedian Anna Akana at La Maison Théâtre. On October 28th, K-pop fans will come together for Siori, Katie, and Giselle at Les Fofons Électriques. For a cozy and warm end to your October, make sure to check out Sammy Ray and Friends at the Rialto Theatre on the 30th. And then for a total change of pace, check out heavy metal act Norma Jean on November 8th at Les Fofons Électriques. Lastly, you won't want to miss Canadian jazz and indie musician Jonah Yano on December 4th at La Sala Rosa. For more information on how to buy tickets, visit mrglive.com.
Hey man, what are you listening to? Is this Weezer? Are you really listening to Weezer right now? It's 2021, bro. Pull up to the castle every Friday at 1, only on CJLO 1690. It's good, I swear.
CJLO 1690 AM. Years of radioactivity.
CJLO 1690 AM, you've been listening to Patch Notes. I have been your host, Eric Weeder. Again, this has been a special funding drive episode of Patch Notes. If you'd like to support CJLO, you can go to cjlofundingdrive.com and donate to help the radio station continue, you know, giving new music to audiences worldwide, supporting local artists, you know, boosting the Montreal music scene, uplifting communities, promoting shows. We do a lot of work here at CJLO. Some of it goes unnoticed, but, you know, if we weren't to exist, I think that would go very noticed. So again, if you would like to help out the station's efforts, you can go to cjlofundingdrive.com, pick up some merchandise, get a mug, get a zine, and yeah, help out the radio station in a form of a donation. Again, this has been a special episode. I feel like I keep repeating myself, but again, passion first. From Jaren, here is Now Never, and then if I have time, I will play a special track. But again, here's Jaren with Now Never on CJLO 1690 AM.
Cause it's my life, it's my life.
CJLO 1690 AM, you're listening to Patch Notes. I am just at the end, but I'm going to play an extra special track from Grin Purrett, I believe you pronounce it, with Kites. This song means a lot to me. I don't listen to it a lot, but it always gets me very emotional. Again, go to cjlofundingdrive.com to help support this station. Till then, have a great week.